the world God created and beautified for mankind. And after that, God handed the world over to man to control. Instead of making the world a better place to live, some men turn it to be hell here on earth. No wonder when a child is born, on sensing what is happening in the world, the child starts to cry, "Owa, owa," which means, "This world, this world." Evil men. Imagine our nation Nigeria, a nation blessed abundantly by Almighty God with mineral resources, such as oil, cocoa, gold, timber. God has given us all this that we might take care of ourselves. But those at the helm of the affairs of this nation have made things difficult for the common man. We are hungry in the midst of abundance. Third, evil men. Even when they acquire power to rule and their tenure expires, they refuse to step down. Instead, they will step aside to put their own candidate, who they will control and manipulate, which means indirect rule. Just imagine, since 1960 we got independent from Britain, the same people that ruled us in 1960s, ruled us in 1970s, 1980s, even 1990s, up to this 21st century. No wonder there is this bird that often cry, which means not the same people, not the same people. Let's take analysis about this. The person that is information minister in 1960s later became minister of defense and then moved to minister of finance, from there to ambassador. Even in this 21st century, he still had ambition to become president of this nation, coming to contest. Hey, evil man, I have a question to ask. Are there no youth in this nation who can govern this nation to a better stage? Or are there special people made to rule this nation? Evil men, it's only in this nation Nigeria that men are campaigning with the road and electricity, something that is common among other nations. Vote for me, vote for me, I will put electricity, I will do the road. And at the end of it all, none of them will fulfill these promises they made to us. Instead, they are happy that they have gambled with our intelligence. Evil men. Nigeria, we claim to be giant of Africa, but the smaller nations of this our continent are better organized. I remember recently what happened in one of the African nations. When their president wanted to travel for an operation, he handed over to the vice president. But imagine Nigeria, giant of Africa. Their president left the nation for about 3 months. Nobody governed Nigeria, and we became laughingstock amongst other nations of the earth. Let us digress a little. Let's forget about politics. It is only in this country that your certificate does not determine your position. Instead, IKH does. I know you'll be wondering, what is IKH? It is I know him. With the power of IKH, a bricklayer can become the general manager of an oil company. It is only in this our nation that a primary school certificate holder can be an accountant in a bank, while a graduate of accountancy is confined to the post of a gate man in the same bank. Evil men, because of their selfish desire to amass wealth to themselves, they have frustrated our youth and neglected their duty upon this nation. This has given birth to unemployment. Many of our youth have nothing doing. Even those that struggle to go to school have nothing doing. There is a popular saying that an idle mind is devil's workshop. This has given birth to so many atrocities, such as armed robbery, ritualists, yahoo yahoo. The latest in town now is kidnapping. Kidnapping has become a business of many people. It has gotten stages. It can be 10 million, 5 million, 1 million, 500,000, 10,000, even 5,000. God forbid, if fear is not taken, a time is coming when you will ask a man, "What are you doing for a living?" He will give you a complimentary card that bears, "I'm a kidnapper." Die, evil man. No, but because of wickedness of men and quest to dominate others that caused all this development of atomic bombs and the rest of them. Let's forget about these developed countries and their technologies. Let us come home. While the white are busy developing weapons of destruction, our witch doctors are here busy destroying life just to suit the desires of the evil men. Just look around us. You can see posters here and there bearing obituary. Check the years 27, 35, 45. Are there not people that live in this earth for 125 years, 150, 120? Evil men. Because of wickedness of men, they have gone to get sand in form of rings and other things to protect themselves. And after they have gone, they heap problems upon problems for their children. No wonder if you go to church, deliverance upon deliverance. I say deliverance upon deliverance, just to deliver them from the powers of darkness. Evil men. The same wickedness made men to use mirror to monitor their fellow human being, to suffer them, that some of them will walk like an elephant and eat like an ant. Even some tie their fellow human being not to have a child, causing them to travel from one prayer house to another in search of solution. Evil men. You that kill people, I have a question for you. If you will kill everybody, will only you live? You have killed your uncle and collected the land. As if it is not enough, you have assassinated your friend just because of money. I ask you again, will you live forever? Evil man. Is it not because of wickedness of heart that made a woman to send out her children to prostitution just to get money? Once you pay money to her account, you are free to carry anyone home. But something happened one day. A man paid to her account and demanded for all her children. Unknowing to her, he was a ritualist, and the man went away with all her children and killed all of them. Child, the news got to the woman, suffered heart attack and high BP, and she later died. I have a question. What can it profit a man if he will gain the whole world and lose his soul?